the longest title all of a sudden.
Sorry, I should have cleared it down. My presentation will be short. Thank you. So I'm going to share with you today our experiences with a fairly unique measles outbreak in Washington State last summer. And this is way more impressive, like a year ago. But I like to think of this as the hipsters outbreak before measles went mainstream and got associated with Disney. So in Washington State, we do allow for personal belief exemptions, but our state also has one of the highest MMR coverage rates on the West Coast. Measles activity has been minimal over the past 15 years, but as we all know, that can change really, really quickly. So this cluster was first identified on the weekend of June 21st and 22nd, when four cases in two related households were reported by a single hospital ED. The cases were confirmed by PCR, the state reference lab, within 24 hours. Upon interview of three of the cases' father, it emerged that all four cases were likely related to a single confirmed measles case in a four-year-old male that was reported 3 weeks previously. This case had recently returned from visiting a family on the island of Kosrae in the Federated States of Micronesia, which along with the Philippines was experiencing fairly widespread measles activity at the time. All cases, including the index case, were part of the same extended family. The cases' families were part of the very vibrant local Micronesian community, specifically from the island of Kosrae. According to the U.S. Census, Washington State has the third largest population of Pacific Islanders after Hawaii and California. This group has kind of a unique situation due to the unique set of laws governing residents of this region known as the Compact of Free Association. Basically, it allows for free movement, including work and residence, between member countries in the U.S., so they don't need H-1 visas and can access a number of social services similar to American nationals. This is a very tight-knit community and one which moves somewhat under the radar. So, spoiler alert, I'm just going to skip to the end here. Our final tally was 16 cases with onsets between May 30th and July 3rd, 2014. 12 of these cases occurred in the Micronesian community, shown here as circles, and four were related directly or indirectly to healthcare exposures, including a vaccinated provider who'd seen one of the cases. Four cases had history of MMR, and those are shown in green. By the time we learned of the outbreak, the majority of the cases had already occurred. And as you can see, it was a very intense and nonlinear outbreak. One of the reasons for this, it was an incredible fluidity of household and family structure with people living or spending significant time in multiple households. For example, we learned that the index case did not in fact reside at the address reported to us, but actually literally next door to where three of the new cases resided. And this is not uncommon. The more we talk to people, the more we realize that there was the more we realized how interconnected that this community was. And it would be very, very difficult to pin down exact details. So timely contact management was kind of a challenge. We encountered strong but not antagonistic communication difficulties. This is a culture where rapport is extremely important, and that's just difficult to build in a situation where you need to take quick public health action. Second was just language. We did sometimes need interpreters, and Coast Ryan's just not offered by most interpreter services. Another issue was that parents can choose their child's last name, so it wasn't necessarily the same as either the parents or the siblings. And sometimes even relatives weren't even sure. So finally, five of our 16 cases had modified presentations, so we didn't even know they were measles until they were confirmed a month later at the CDC lab, which makes it very difficult to make real-time public health decisions. Okay. Sorry, this should have been the one I showed you. Okay. So we made a good number of very quick adjustments and additions to our normal case investigation and management process. The key ones I'd like to point out are first that we consulted the CDC Office of State, Tribal, and Local Territorial Support and the Micronesian Department of Health and Social Services for insight on how to best work with this community. Second, we really, really worked with our community gatekeepers. And third, because normal contact identification and follow-up was impossible, we pretty much threw in the kitchen sink. And with collaboration with the Micronesian Community Church, held two mass MMR clinics and provided immunizations to 283 people. So it kind of felt like this, and it also happened during the World Cup. It's a bummer. So this was an outbreak. I'm just going to skip through this. This is an outbreak where cultural contexts were extremely important, both influencing how the outbreak played out and also necessarily influencing how we at Public Health responded. And finally, thank you to a lot of people, because a lot of people put a lot of extra work in on this on a weekend, on many weekends. So thank you.